Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
The Rutland Centre, one of the country's main addiction treatment centres, has recorded a significant increase in the number of cocaine and gambling cases. Its annual report for last year also underscores a surge in the complexity of addiction cases, with 62% of individuals now presenting with multiple addictions, a significant increase from 48% in 2022. The centre reports advances it made in 2023, including a 93% completion rate for its residential programme and an 83% completion rate for its outpatient programme, Kate Egan reports.
The Rutland Centre, which is based in Knocklyon in County Dublin, recorded its busiest year on record, which it said demonstrated the increasing need for comprehensive addiction treatment and support services. Its annual report shows that 16% of its service users sought help for cocaine addiction, mirroring national trends. Alcohol remains the predominant addiction treated at the centre, while 20% of the Rutland's outpatient admissions were for gambling addiction. In response to the growing complexity of addiction cases, the centre is expanding its services to include specialised programmes for gambling addiction and plans to introduce a new detoxification facility to better serve individuals with multiple addictions.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris will travel to London today to meet the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The meeting, which coincides with the official state opening of the British Parliament, is due to take place at Chequers, the British Prime Minister's country retreat, this evening. Much of the conversation between the two leaders is expected to focus on ways to improve relations between the two countries. Here's our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
The Taoiseach's visit to the UK coincides with the official state opening of Parliament and the King's Speech. Over 35 draft laws are expected to be announced. Many people will be watching to see if plans to scrap the controversial Northern Ireland Legacy Act will be mentioned in the speech. After that event at Westminster, the Prime Minister will make his way to Chequers, where he's due to meet Taoiseach Simon Harris this evening. Much of the conversation between the pair is set to focus on ways to improve Anglo-Irish relations, as well as international issues such as the situation in Gaza and Ukraine. Simon Harris is also expected to update the Prime Minister on EU priorities. The pair will sit down for a working dinner along with their officials. They'll meet again tomorrow when leaders from across Europe gather for the European Political Community Summit in Oxfordshire. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
Gardaí have said further arrests and charges can be expected in relation to the violence that broke out in Coolock in North Dublin 2 days ago. It happened near the site of a building set aside to accommodate international protection applicants. So far, 21 people have been before the courts, charged with public order offences. Last night, officers attached to the Garda Public Order Unit cleared dozens of protesters from the site. As part of their investigation, Gardaí are examining body cam images taken during disturbances. Investigators are also trawling through recordings taken by closed circuit television cameras in the vicinity, and examining the range of offences committed, including public order, criminal damage and incitement. Yesterday it was reported that the Garda Representative Association requested an urgent meeting with senior Garda management to discuss the speed of the police response to disturbances. Aer Lingus is today resuming a full service following the cancellation of 610 flights over the past 3 weeks because of industrial action by pilots. Last week, the Irish Airline Pilots Association suspended a work-to-rule at the airline as it recommended acceptance of Labour Court proposals aimed at resolving a long-running pay dispute. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Of the 610 flight cancellations over the last 3 weeks, 573 were pre-planned and 37 were on-the-day cancellations. Although industrial action was suspended last Wednesday night, Aer Lingus had already cancelled flights up until yesterday, a move which it said could not be reversed. It means today is the first day of full service since the 26th of June, when a work-to-rule began. IALPA has recommended acceptance of Labour Court proposals aimed at resolving its pay dispute with Aer Lingus. The union is currently holding a series of meetings with members ahead of a ballot, which opens tomorrow and closes on Tuesday. The Labour Court recommendation includes a 17.75% pay increase for pilots over a four-year period.
In the United States, former high-profile Republican Party rivals of Donald Trump have endorsed his nomination to become the party's presidential candidate in the November elections. At the party's convention in Milwaukee last night, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, and the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, delivered speeches in praise of Mr. Trump. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Nikki Haley fought the longest of Trump's rivals in the primary elections earlier in the year, but last night she formally endorsed him as the Republican candidate. She urged her supporters to set aside their disagreements with Trump and unite the party. She'd not been scheduled to appear at the convention, but that changed after the assassination attempt on the former president at the weekend. The former UN ambassador said Mr. Trump is clear about who's our friend and who is our enemy. She said President Biden has failed this nation. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, in a fiery speech, lambasted President Biden. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Milwaukee.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll become generally cloudy from the west this morning. It'll be light rain and drizzle, mainly along Atlantic coasts. It'll be driest in the east with sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 17 to 22 degrees.